now, I think, is that I believe that about 5% of these things are interplanetary, that they come to us from a world outside our planetary system, and that some of them are in fact inhabited by intelligent beings of some kind, and some look as if they were remotely controlled. Of course, who really do we think we are? We're fifth-rate, miserable, meager little system, out at the edge of the Milky Way, fooling around the universe with 4,000 or 5,000 years of so-called civilization behind us. We think we're the cat's whiskers, and we are not. We're a potty, second-rate lot, fifth-rate lot, conceited as apes, not humans. And here we go, and the moment anybody suggests something just coming in outside from outside, we say, oh, no, it can't be that. It's quite out, you know, these things can't happen. And I think we're all thinking medievally.
What convinces you more than anything else?
The evidence of the men seen them, and primarily the behavior and descriptions of the objects themselves, which do not fit really any other explanation. And the old field sighting, this will become very famous, where a couple who live in a cottage outside Manchester took their first airline journey, and they had a little cine camera, and they took pictures down of the fields as a couple would, the first time they've been in an airplane, and she takes what she thinks is an airplane coming up from behind them, and then it goes out of vision in about 12 seconds or about, and she goes on saying a few more bits of the distant clouds and puts it back. And when they get to watch this thing, I mean, it's inexplicable by any, unless it's a fake fake, and to fake an 8mm film in color was a lot of equipment. And who on earth are this charming couple? What was the baby doing, lending himself to fake music? It is nothing airborne we've ever seen. I mean, it's basically sausage shaped with two dorsal and two ventral fins. And as you look at this film, it turns away on its vertical axis from you and disappears out this way. Well, I mean, you can argue to a blue in the face. What is it except something that is airborne by a force, probably electromagnetic force of some kind that we know nothing whatever about? It is nothing conventional, it is nothing unconventional aerodynamically. There's no single piece of earth-born equipment of